안녕하십니까? 2016년 5월 고등학교 3학년 모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2016년 5월 고등학교 3학년 모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 말하기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alex, we arrived quite early. When does the movie begin?
Let me see the tickets. It begins about an hour from now. How about looking around the mall to kill time?
Well, I feel a bit tired. I want to sit at a cafe and get a cup of coffee.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, I need some sketchbooks for my drawing class.
Okay, what kind of sketchbooks did you have in mind?
Well, it's hard to explain. There are so many kinds of paper and different sizes and colors.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, students of Brown Ridge High School. I'm Terry Fox, the leader of the school band Flower Heart. As you may know, several singers and musicians from our school band have gone on to achieve success in the world of music. That's because the band holds a concert every year. This year is no exception. We've been preparing hard for this year's music event and have chosen a good lead singer from among the freshmen. He has a beautiful voice and can instill powerful emotions in his audience. If you attend our event, I'm sure you'll see an unforgettable performance. The concert will be held at the Brown Ridge High School Auditorium on Friday, June 3rd, 2016, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I hope many students will come and have a great time with us. Thank you.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mary, are you ready for our camping trip?
Yes, I am. I've got the tent, the sleeping bag, mat, stove, lanterns, the portable TV, and the portable DVD player.
Hey, have you ever been camping before? We won't need a TV or a DVD player. We go to enjoy nature.
But I don't want to miss my favorite TV shows tonight, and I would like to watch some movies too.
I know what you mean, but I think that the first reason to go camping is to get away from those things and to get closer to nature.
But without TV or movies, I will be bored.
I bet you won't be bored at all. You'll be busy watching the breathtaking sunset and stars, hearing the songs of birds, and breathing fresh air.
Okay, you mean that I should enjoy nature while I'm out camping, right?
Definitely.
I see. I guess I have to go home and repack.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Davidson, you said things don't look clear these days, right?
Yes, I've never worn glasses, and my eyesight has been perfect since I was a teen.
But you feel you need glasses now.
Exactly. I was worried when I realized I couldn't read street signs.
That could be a temporary condition caused by dry eyes.
Really? I never figured it would be that.
When I checked your eyes, I couldn't find any problems.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
Do you look at your smartphone or computer for long periods of time?
Yes. These days I work on the computer all day long.
I think that may be the problem. Use the eye drops I prescribe you and rest your eyes every hour.
Okay, thank you.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hello, honey. I'll be home in 30 minutes.
Okay. When you come home, you're in for a surprise. I reorganized the living room for Sylvia.
Really? I'm trying to imagine how the living room looks.
The family picture is on the wall just as it was before, but I moved the television set from below the family picture.
Sounds great. Sylvia has been watching TV too much these days.
Yeah, so I put two bookshelves and books where the television set used to be.
Did you move the lamp next to the television set too?
No, I didn't.
I think there should be a square table near the bookshelves. Sylvia could read a book there.
I already got a round one. That's safer for a little child.
You're right. Any more changes?
Oh, I put a toy slide for Sylvia to play on in front of the lamp.
Good idea. That is the one thing she really loves. I can't wait to see the living room. I'll be home soon.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jessica, what are you doing? What's wrong with your computer keyboard?
Well, I don't know. It suddenly stopped working.
Why don't you turn off the computer and start it again?
I already did, but the keyboard still won't work.
Then it must be broken. You have to ask the General Affairs Department if they have a spare one.
I already did, but they said they don't.
Then you have to ask them to buy one, or you must buy one yourself.
But I need one right now. You know, I have to finish my sales report by 6 p.m.
In that case, don't worry. I have another keyboard I don't use.
Really? Could I use it just for today, if you don't mind, Kevin?
Of course. It's in my desk drawer. Wait a second, I'll be right back.
Thank you.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 댄스 페스티벌 공연에 참가할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Joanne, I heard your team will perform at the dance festival next month.
Right. All the dance team members are practicing hard for it.
I'm looking forward to seeing you there. I'll buy tickets for the festival.
Well, the festival will be fantastic, but I'm afraid I won't be participating this time.
Why not? Do you have other plans at the time?
Yes, I need to shoot a movie this month in Spain.
But the dance festival is next month.
The shooting will finish at the end of this month, so I won't have enough time to practice.
Then some other member will be doing your part at the festival performance.
Right. Laura will dance my part at the performance. I feel bad about it, but everybody on my team is very understanding.
I see. Well, have a nice time in Spain. Excuse me, I'd like to sign up for a badminton class. How much is it per month?
$60, but if you pay 3 months in advance, it's $150, and $250 for 6 months.
That sounds reasonable. To start off, I'll register for 3 months.
Sounds good. And do you have a membership card?
No, I don't. Do I have to pay a registration fee too?
Yes, you do. It's $15. You have to pay only once when you sign up.
I got it. Can I use a locker?
Of course. We charge $10 a month, but it's only $20 for 3 months.
I'll take that as well. I'll pay for the 3-month deal for the locker.
Okay. How would you like to pay? By credit card or in cash?
I'll pay by credit card. Here you go.
10번 대화를 듣고 남자가 다녀온 여행에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Patrick, did you say you went to Hanoi, Vietnam?
Yes, I was there last winter. It was a beautiful place and the weather was perfect.
I'm planning to visit there next month. Do you mind if I ask how much you spent?
Not at all. It cost me about $800, including the flight, hotel, and meals.
I see. How long did it take to get there?
About 6 hours. I took a flight in the early morning and arrived there late in the afternoon.
Was it a 3-night and 4-day package? Most packages are 4 days long.
Mine was too. I wish I could have stayed longer.
How was the food? I heard Vietnamese food is delicious.
Everything was delicious, especially the fruits and seafood.
Thank you for the information. When I start to make reservations, could I ask you some more questions?
Sure.
11번 제인 파커스 애프터스쿨 사이언스 클래스에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is an announcement about Jane Parker's after-school science class. Students who signed up for this class, please pay attention to the following changes. First, the class will begin on July 6th, not July 8th as originally planned. Second, the class will take place on the third floor in room 301 instead of room 405. As you know, Jane Parker's after-school science class is so popular that there are no more seats available. The textbook for the class is Basic Science, written by Bruce Brown. Please read the first chapter of the book before the first class. You will have a quiz on it. There will be a quiz for each chapter every class.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 투숙할 게스트하우스를 고르시오.
Hey, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for a guest house to stay at while I'm in Manhattan next month. Can you help me?
Yes, I can. Look, you can choose one from this list.
Wow, there are some nice guest houses here.
Well, first of all, which neighborhood do you think is right for you?
I heard there are many good guest houses in Chelsea or Harlem.
Right. Those areas have more options according to this list, too.
Have you ever used a shared dorm room in a guest house before?
Yes, I have. I think you'd better choose a private room. A private room is quieter than a shared room.
I see. And free Wi-Fi is a must nowadays, isn't it?
Of course. You have two options to choose from. Which one is better for you?
I'll choose the cheaper one.
Good choice.
Hi, Judy. You look so tired today.
Hi, Ryan. I couldn't sleep last night because of the mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes?
Yes, I can't stand the noise. And look at these bites.
Oh, they look so itchy.
Yeah. But I can't put any cream on them because I get a rash from the cream.
That's too bad. Then you have to find a way to protect yourself from mosquitoes.
I know, but I don't know what to do. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I think the best thing is to put up a mosquito net in your room.
I'm afraid I don't have one. But does that really work?
Of course. Mosquitoes can't pass through the net, so you will be able to sleep well. Vicky, what's wrong? You look a bit depressed.
My boss yelled at me in front of everyone.
Oh no, what happened?
I was working on this report for him, and I thought it was due Friday, but it turned out he wanted it today for his lunch meeting.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was just a misunderstanding, but he stood in front of my desk and yelled at me and then slammed the door to his office.
Everyone must think you made a big mistake.
I know. Then he came out and told me that he was sorry and that he remembered that he hadn't told me the report was due today.
I'm glad it turned out he apologized for his mistake.
Yes, but it's not a good feeling to be yelled at in the office. Jack is a high school swimmer and Mr. Murphy is his coach. Today is the National Swimming Championships. Jack advances to the 100-meter finals without difficulty. But he now feels nervous because he has to compete against his rival, Paul. A fast start is very important in the 100 meters, and Paul is better than Jack in this regard. Jack recalls his coach having advised him to stop worrying about Paul, but he can't. Jack has a false start twice in a row and is disqualified for it. Jack feels very frustrated, and his coach pats him on the shoulder. Mr. Murphy believes Jack will do better next time, but wants to let him know that sports are about fighting against oneself, not others. In this situation, what would Mr. Murphy most likely say to Jack?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good morning. Today let's talk about the arm. Whether you are throwing a ball, catching a ball, pushing a person, or swinging a bat, you move your arms. But you should be very careful when you plan a weight training program for your arms. For example, when you play badminton, you don't need thick, heavy arms. What you need are slim but strong arms that can move fast. So you should ask yourself what your sport requires your arms to do. When you play football, you need a training program for overall arm development for pulling, pushing, and tackling. Racket sports such as tennis and table tennis need shoulder and wrist development for swings of the wrist for certain shots. So you should focus on training for those. If you're a runner, you need shoulder conditioning to effectively swing the arms for speed. Strong shoulders are vital for volleyball players, so they need to strengthen their shoulders. Remember that there is no single arm training program for all sports. The more specific your training is, the more benefits you'll get from the training.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning. Today let's talk about the arm. Whether you are throwing a ball, catching a ball, pushing a person, or swinging a bat, you move your arms. But you should be very careful when you plan a weight training program for your arms. For example, when you play badminton, you don't need thick, heavy arms. What you need are slim but strong arms that can move fast. So you should ask yourself what your sport requires your arms to do. When you play football, you need a training program for overall arm development for pulling, pushing, and tackling. Racket sports such as tennis and table tennis need shoulder and wrist development for swings of the wrist for certain shots. So you should focus on training for those. If you're a runner, you need shoulder conditioning to effectively swing the arms for speed. Strong shoulders are vital for volleyball players, so they need to strengthen their shoulders. Remember that there is no single arm training program for all sports. The more specific your training is, the more benefits you'll get from the training.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 운동이 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.